looking at fundraising. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. In today's public hearing, the committee investigating the January 6th riot said the Trump campaign raised millions of dollars off claims of election fraud that were false.
Committee Democrat Zoe Lofgren says the Trump campaign raised about $250 million for an election defense fund, but that most of the money went to a political action committee.
We found evidence that the Trump campaign and its surrogates misled donors as to where their funds would go and what they would be used for.
The committee says additional hearings this week will focus on an alleged pressure campaign by former President Trump.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. As the White House continues to plan for President Biden's trip to the Middle East, speculation continues that the president may travel to Saudi Arabia, especially as gas prices hit all-time highs.
Of course, we discuss energy with Saudi government as we do with oil producers around the world, and we welcome its leadership in achieving a consensus amongst the group members last week.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, who said Saudi Arabia is an important partner on a host of initiatives. As a candidate, the president said he wanted to treat Saudi Arabia as a pariah over the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018. There's a widely held belief that the Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman is responsible for his death. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra has tested positive for COVID for a second time, less than a month after he came down with virus symptoms while on a trip to Germany. A spokeswoman says Becerra's symptoms are mild and he's isolating in Sacramento. He was in the state of California for personal reasons. Wildfires burning throughout the West, forcing people to leave their homes in the mountains northeast of Los Angeles. In Arizona, fire crews are battling a fire on the northern outskirts of Flagstaff that forced evacuations in the same area as another springtime fire. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
The Supreme Court hands down a ruling in an immigration-related case.
In a nearly unanimous ruling, 8-1, the Supreme Court said there is no obligation to give a detained immigrant a bond hearing after they've been held for 6 months or more. The justice is right that generally when someone's been ordered removed, there's a 90-day removal period. Beyond that removal period, there are generally categories, they write, of non-citizens who may be detained and, if released, subject to certain terms of supervision. But the justice is right, while the government can provide bond hearings, this court cannot say the statute requires them. The case involves a Mexican national, Antonio Arteaga Martinez, who was applying for a deferral of removal as he sought asylum protection. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A self-published romance novelist who once wrote an online essay called How to Murder Your Husband has been sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole for murdering her husband at his workplace in Portland in 2018. Nancy Crampton Brophy was convicted on second-degree murder last month following a seven-week trial. Prosecutors say she fatally shot Dan Brophy inside the Oregon Culinary Institute where he worked because she wanted his life insurance payout. The essay was not permitted as trial evidence. He appeared in one of the more memorable episodes of Seinfeld. Character actor Philip Baker Hall has died.
Hall, earning nearly 200 acting credits in his over 50-year career, including playing Joe Bookman, the library detective in Seinfeld.
You think because you're a celebrity that somehow the law doesn't apply to you, that you're above the law?
Certainly not.
Well, let me tell you something funny, boy.
Also appearing in Curb Your Enthusiasm, Modern Family, and movies, including Magnolia and Hard Eight.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Philip Baker Hall was 90. His wife says he died yesterday in his home in Glendale, California, surrounded by loved ones. I'm Lisa LaSera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.